Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me on the Word Podcast. We are in Exodus 14, and hey, I'm about to get to the point of what all this has been. Okay, and there's a little portion of a verse that just blew me away here. I don't know when it was, a couple weeks ago, probably ran across it and cross-referenced in something else. But it's in Exodus 14. Remember we saw in the previous episode that Pharaoh went after the sons of Israel after they had left. He had told them, leave because of all the stuff that's happened. Go. But then he looked, he and his people, and said, what have we done? We've lost all these slaves. Let's go get them. He saw what he thought was them walking around wandering, lost in the wilderness, but they weren't. God had told him exactly where to go. He had told Moses, I'm doing this to where Pharaoh will think that you're lost, and I will harden his heart. So that's what's happening. Well, the people of Israel, the sons of Israel, see the Egyptians marching after them. They are terrified, and they cry out to God. That's great. But then they said to Moses, they started blaming Moses for all of it. You know, like, well, were there no graves in Egypt for us to come out here and die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us this way? Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Didn't we tell you to leave us alone, that we wanted to serve the Egyptians? You know, it wouldn't have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness? They reacted the way that we so often react, folks. I know we sit here and look at it and go, oh, I would never do that, never do that. Oh, yeah, we would. Yeah, we would. Moses, cool as a cucumber here. Do not fear, he says. Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians, whom you have seen today, you will never see them again forever. The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. So that's Exodus 14, 13, and 14. And that is the absolute truth of the Lord. Moses knew that this was going to happen. I'm not too sure he knew that God was going to respond how he did next. But for a moment, just think about this. He declared, it's the Lord who will fight for you while you keep silent. In other words, don't fight among yourself. Don't start putting the finger toward somebody. Start blaming somebody. Don't do this kind of stuff. The Lord is going to fight for you. Your role, your function is to be silent. A couple other things he says, do not fear. Okay, don't fear. Also, he said, stand by and see. Echoes of what we see in Ephesians 6, not in Egyptians 6, in Ephesians 6, where God says to stand firm, haven't done everything to stand firm. So we're called not fear. We're called to stand by, stand firm. We're called to wait for the salvation of the Lord. We're called to realize that it's God who accomplishes these things, not us. Okay? He deals with it. If you got an enemy, you got somebody coming against you, God will deal with him. The Lord will fight for us. Keep silent. Now watch this. Verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses. So the people had complained to Moses, spoke to Moses. Moses responded to people. Then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? There's two things that blew me away on this. This is the first one. God saying, hey, why are you crying out to me? Well, you're God. We're your children. We're your people. We've got a problem here. We're doing what you told us to do. We left them. We're going forth where this guy's leading us. We seem to be backtracking here a little bit. We don't understand that, but we're doing it. We're doing it. God says, why are you crying out to me? Now, he's speaking to Moses. Why are you crying out to me? So he includes Moses in with the people, the sons of Israel. Then God says this, tell the sons of Israel to go forward. So he says, why are you crying out to me? Tell them to go forward. We need to press on. Well, there is a problem here. There happens to be a lot of water directly in front of us forward, and the enemy behind us. Now, God keeps talking, okay? He's going to talk for three more verses here. I'm not sure we're going to get through all three of them, but I want to give you an outline of it real quick, because at the beginning of the next verse, God says this, as for you, okay, he says, so he's speaking to Moses, and he's about to say something directly to Moses. Then in verse 17, he says, as for me, So he's saying, Moses, here's your role. Here's your responsibility. Here is what you need to do. And then here is what I'm going to do. Is that not great, folks? Now watch what he says to Moses. He says, why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. As for you, lift up your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. And the sons of Israel shall go through the midst of the sea on dry land. I think sometimes we are so familiar with an account and with a story that the impact avoids us. Just think of what God had just said to him, okay? He says, you know that staff that's in your hand right there? That staff that you've done a lot of things with as far as the curses that came down upon Egypt? He said, lift up your staff, stretch out your hand over the sea, and divide it. The sea's in the way, then divide the sea. Make a path for the sea. And then the sons of Israel will go through the midst of the sea on dry land. He's telling Moses what to do. He's telling Moses his plan for rescuing the people. But what so struck me was twofold. First of all, why are you crying out to me? Folks, so often we whine and we moan and we cry to God when he has done what the next part that struck me already. Lift up your staff and stretch out your hand. You have in your hand the very mechanism by which I want to deliver you. You have in your hand the power to expedite what needs to be done. Just listen and let it begin with us. Let it begin with us personally, okay? Don't go off to the next corporate gathering and start pointing fingers. Don't do that. God will get you. No, don't do that. But just listen to how we pray. So often we will pray, particularly in relationship to somebody being healed, we will pray as if God really doesn't want to do it. Or for somebody who needs to be saved. Oh, Lord, keep drawing them. Lord, keep drawing them. The Lord is drawing them. The Lord's desire is for everybody to be saved. The way we're praying, we act like that God isn't doing enough on his end. And that is not what the issue is, folks. The issue is that we haven't lifted up our staff. The issue is we haven't stretched out our hand. If we know somebody needs to be in right relationship with God, have we shared that with them? Have we told them the truth? Have we prayed for them and interceded for them and kept the truth before them? Not from the point of view of God saving, you know, you got to do something. As if it's his problem. But have we gone to do battle? Have we prayed the protection of the Most High upon them? Have we prayed and commanded evil spirits to leave them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Have we lifted up our staff? Have we stretched out our hand in healing? Have we simply stated and proclaimed healing by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, have we done that upon, well, like my neighbor Rex, he needs healing, Lord, healing. My neighbor Sharon, I just found out, needs healing. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ upon both of them. Have we done that? Have we lifted up the staff and stretched out our hand over the sea, over that which looks impenetrable, which looks no way we can cross over this? Have we done this? With the understanding that the Lord is the one that will bring forth the dry land. There's some serious stuff here, folks. I mean, there really is. Exodus 14. I would encourage you to go back and just start. Go back to the beginning of the account. I don't remember where it goes, several chapters before this. Go back to the beginning of Exodus. That would be a good place to start. And just read up to here and see what God's doing. And realize, boy, I tell you what, we do the same thing. Let's confess it and let's start lifting up our staff. Let's stretch out our hands. Let's watch the power of God move. Hey, I'll see y'all next episode.